Ave Crux Spes Unica for May 4th, 2019, in the voice of Moreau. The cross is medicine for our wounded souls. While it burns and stings when first applied, we know that it purges the toxins, lest other parts of our souls become infected. Gradually, we do experience relief and our health is restored. This is true medicine that we have access to at all times. It is not received through the senses per se, but in an act of trust in the Good Samaritan, to whom we cry out from our destitute posture, laying on the side of the road. He is the only one who will respond to our needs. We must simply have the courage and the humility to call out his name. When he comes to us, we do nothing but allow ourselves to become receptive to his cross, then wine and the oil of salvation. Our scars, like his, remind us of the power of sin and teach us to walk in the way of perfection, so that our hearts might not be so easily allured to the dangers that lurk off the beaten path. May we never neglect to take our medicine. May we never be ashamed of the cross. Ave Crux Spes Unica. And the Holy Cross Educator's response. Thomas A. Kempis writes, God knows when and how to deliver you. Therefore, place yourselves in his hands, for it is a divine prerogative to help men and free them from all distress. It's the imitation of Christ, end quote. Blessed Basil Moreau took every opportunity to remind his educators that their particular goal was the sanctification of youth. This work of resurrection for our students requires that we present to them daily, indeed multiple opportunities during each day, to heal their spirits. These doses of heavenly medicine come whenever we connect the information of the class to the promptings of the heart, to make all things whole in Christ crucified by forming our students into Christians conformed to Jesus Christ. Conscientiously design all courses and classes with at least one dose of the medicine of the cross. Connect all information with the need to heal a broken world. Ave Crux, Spes Unica.